This 61-year-old lady, metastatic adenocarcinoma, no driver mutations, got carbo-pem and pembrolizumab, excellent response, goes on pembro-pemetrexed maintenance, and develops renal toxicity. Curious about renal toxicity with pembro. What happened?
Well, this was a little bit, let's say, disappointing, because we really had an outstanding response. She had a high tumor burden. She was stage 4 with metastasis in each organ, you could imagine. And we were quite happy to have this response following the first-line chemotherapy. And then she went on the maintenance, and by protocol, it was the combination of pembrolizumab and pemetrexed. And it was blinded in that way. It was for a KEYNOTE-189, but I unblinded her. So I know that she received pembrolizumab and pemetrexed. And then we did observe from injection to injection a slight decrease in the creatinine value. And there was one situation where there was a marked decrease in the renal function. And we stopped the maintenance treatment. First, we stopped the pemetrexed, but later on, we also stopped the pembrolizumab. I sent her to a nephrologist to go for a sample of the kidneys. He couldn't find anything. I gave her high-dose steroids. There we were able to improve the renal function by a bit, but there was a remaining decrease of the renal function following that maintenance treatment with pemetrexed and pembrolizumab.
So there was no nephritis or anything that looked autoimmune in the kidney?
Not really. He couldn't find anything. And I'm still not sure whether this is related to pemetrexed or pembrolizumab. So we have seen there was a number of patients with severe renal toxicity in KEYNOTE-189, and we are not quite sure whether this is related to the pembrolizumab or to the pemetrexed. Personally, I know from Paramount that the long-term use of pemetrexed is associated with a decrease of the renal function, and perhaps there is some additive impact on renal function by the use of pembrolizumab.
When you see this, like when in the time course, is it usually right after you start therapy or later on?
It's later on. So you see it normally after 4, 5, or 6 injections.
This concludes our program. We should note that subsequent to recording these discussions, nivolumab was approved for patients with metastatic small cell lung cancer with progression after platinum-based chemotherapy and at least one other line of treatment. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Lung Cancer Update.